welcome back for another deep dive. Today, we're zeroing in, fine-tuning our focus to something, well, something you handle every single day. Mm. Authentication and streamline. But, and this is key, we know you're already living and breathing streamline, so we're skipping the 101, all right? Straight into the hows, the whys, those little what-ifs of getting users securely into your ecosystem, and of course, what happens once they're there.
Exactly. We're talking about granular control, right, from those password policies you set to the power of external integrations. Think LDIP, Kerberos, even those alternative login options you might not be using just yet.
Okay, so let's unpack this a bit. We've got both, right?
Right.
Local and external authentication within Streamline. Just for anyone new to this whole thing, what's the core difference? And why should we, as people who use this stuff, why should we care?
Good question. So picture local authentication as your very own self-contained, you know, kind of a vault within Streamline. You make the rules here, character requirements for those passwords, how many tries someone gets before lockout, all those nitty-gritty details. You'll find that all under update the local password policy. But, and here's the catch, those local policies. They're mostly for your Streamline admins, the folks managing it all.
Uh-huh. So if I'm using something like, let's throw out LDAP or even Kerberos, my external users, they're playing by a whole different rule book then.
Precisely. When we say external authentication, we mean those users, they're inheriting their password policies from your central directory, that's your LDIP, your Kerberos, even OpenID Connect, OIDC, any of those. So let's say your organization, they've got this super strict password policy in their central directory. Well, Streamline's going to respect that, right? Especially for those externally authenticated users.
Gotcha. So it's not just about letting them in the door. It's making sure their experience, starting with that password, it's consistent across the board.
Exactly. And to really see why this matters, let's dive into an example, shall we? Let's take LDAP. When you're setting up an LDAP authentication profile in Streamline, you're essentially building that bridge we talked about. But, and this is a bit of a hidden gem, during this setup, you're actually assigning specific group IDs. And those IDs, those are Streamline's backstage passes, determining who gets the admin access and who doesn't.
So if I were to say, mess up those group IDs, I could end up with regular users, you know, suddenly having the keys to the kingdom. Full admin rights in Streamline.
That's the risk, right? It's not just about getting users through the gate. It's about making sure their permissions inside Streamline, they match up perfectly with what's in your external directory. Keeping that security balance, that's the tightrope we're walking.
Makes a lot of sense. Now, we've talked about passwords, but Streamline also has those card login and PIN login options.
Yeah.
How do those fit into all of this?
Ah, those are your alternative authentication methods. Think of them as adding an extra layer, maybe of security, maybe of flexibility. Depends on your setup, really. Card login, for example, that can be a lifesaver for managing larger teams. You can import, even export all that card info using simple CSV files, no need to go one by one, manually inputting everything.
Oh, right. I remember that from the documentation, actually. Sometimes those little details make all the difference for admins. Okay, we've covered how users get in, but what about getting them out? Or even just managing them once they're settled in Streamline, that user lifecycle, and don't even get me started on groups.
You read my mind. Let's dive into that right now. So when we're talking about adding a user to Streamline, what are we really doing? We're creating an account, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that account, it's tied directly to, well, you guessed it, their authentication method. And that right there, that connection, that's what determines their device access. Makes sense. Offboarding. It's basically the same thing, but in reverse. You remove the account, poof, their access, it's gone.
So it's like this intertwined thing. Authentication, users, and then those devices they need to actually get work done.
Mm-hmm.
But let's shift gears just a tad. Let's talk about managing users not as individuals, but as, like, you know, whole teams, departments, big picture stuff.
Yeah.
That's where device groups come in, right? The whole grouping thing.
Absolutely. And Streamline gives you some serious flexibility here with the whole device grouping thing. We're talking about wanting to group by IP address. Done. You'd rather go by model, location. Heck, even the installation status of the Streamline agent itself. Go for it. You have the power. And what this means is this level of granular control, you can manage access, apply policies in a way that, well, it just makes sense for how your organization operates. That's the beauty of it.
It's like taking those devices and putting them in these little, I don't know, little boxes, each one with its own set of rules.
Yeah.
You know, but what about going even further? We've got those custom roles in Streamline too, right?
Oh yeah, definitely. Custom roles, that's where things get, well, really interesting. We're talking granular permissions here. And this is where it gets powerful. Remember those LDAP groups way back when? You can link those directly to your custom roles within Streamline. direct connection.
Okay, now you're speaking my language. So let's break this down. I'm already managing users in my external directory. How does that translate into Streamline without me having to like manually copy everything over? Because nobody's got time for that.
Exactly. So picture this. You've got this group, right? In your LDAP directory. Let's call them, I don't know, the marketing team. Super creative, I know. And they need access to, let's just say, specific marketing materials inside Streamline. Now, instead of manually giving each person permission one by one, you just link that entire marketing team LDAP group directly to a matching You Got It marketing team custom role inside Streamline.
So anyone, any user in that LDAP group, they automatically inherit the permissions of that custom role in Streamline. That's incredibly efficient. No more chasing our tails with individual permissions.
You got it. It streamlines everything, right? User management becomes, well, manageable. And that risk of errors, inconsistencies, goes way down. But, and this is important, let's not forget about the data itself. The security of it all. We know Streamline takes data protection pretty seriously, so how about we spend some time on how it actually safeguards all that user data? You know, the nuts and bolts.
Right, because what's the point of a system, even a really well-controlled system, if the data itself is vulnerable, right? What's the deal with this encryption at rest and encryption in transit? I hear those terms thrown around a lot. It's like that old saying, right? Don't put all your eggs in one basket, even if it's a really well-guarded basket. So tell me more about how Streamline actually secures the data itself. What are we talking about here?
You're spot on with that analogy. It's all about layers of protection. Think of it this way. Encryption at rest. That's like, you know, having that top-notch security system on your house. But for your data, when it's just sitting there in Streamline doing its thing, encryption in transit, now we're talking about like a secure courier, you know, hand delivering that data wherever it needs to go within your network. Nobody else gets to peek.
Okay, yeah, that definitely paints a picture. But let's get specific for a sec. What kind of encryption are we even talking about here? Is it like the good stuff?
Streamline doesn't mess around. We're talking AES 256 encryption for your passwords, any other sensitive info, the gold standard. It's as tough as it gets, considered incredibly secure by anyone who knows anything about this stuff.
Music to my ears. But, you know, I do remember reading something in the documentation, I think it was, about older versions of Streamline. Anything our listeners should keep in mind if they, you know, maybe they've upgraded from an older system.
Yeah.
Just throwing it out there.
Oh, you're absolutely right to bring that up. There's a little nuance there. When you're upgrading from an older version, you know how it is, those old encryption schemes, they might still be hanging around. Like that old sweater you just can't get rid of.
So even though I've upgraded to the latest and greatest Streamline, those older encryption methods, they could still apply to some of my data.
It's a possibility. It's always a good idea, crucial even, to double check those encryption settings after any upgrade, big or small. Make sure that AES 256, it's enabled, locked and loaded for anything sensitive. Passwords, financial info, you name it.
Like making sure you didn't leave any windows open after you installed that fancy new home security system. Don't want any vulnerabilities sneaking in, right?
Perfect analogy. And you know, we've really covered a lot today, haven't we? Local versus external authentication, that whole LDAP integration piece, device grouping, those custom roles you can create, and of course, encryption. Whew. It's easy to get lost in the details with all this technical stuff, you know what I mean?
For sure. At the end of the day, it all comes down to how these pieces, these puzzle pieces, they fit together to make a system that's both secure and efficient.
Exactly. Streamline gives you the tools, the building blocks, and then it's up to you to make it happen. The biggest takeaway here, Streamline is flexible. You tailor it, authentication, user management, security, all of it to fit your organization, your needs. No two organizations are the same, right? So why should their Streamline setup be?
And that's what makes it so powerful, isn't it? You have the control. You create a system that works for you, not the other way around.
Yeah.
Before we wrap up, any final words of wisdom for our listeners out there navigating the, well, sometimes choppy waters of Streamline authentication and user management?
Oh, I'd say don't be afraid to get your hands dirty. Dive into those settings, even the advanced ones. Understand what each option really means, how it affects your security, because Streamline is powerful, no doubt. But with great power, well, you know the rest.
Couldn't agree more. Well, on that note, folks, that wraps up our deep dive into the world of Streamline authentication and user management. As always, there's so much more to explore, but hopefully this gave you a good starting point.
Until next time, stay curious, everyone. Keep experimenting, keep learning, and most importantly, keep those Streamline environments secure.
And be sure to catch us next time for another deep dive, where we'll be, as always, unpacking another fascinating aspect of this crazy tech world we live in. See you then.